I'm like in my 30s, and I remember, for example, when I came upon across Lateralis from Tool. I don't know if you know the record. It's a great album, and it's like from the first song to the last, it's one experience. Nowadays, people are just like, you know, tuning in for songs, for little snippets, little bubblegum experiences of audio stimulation. You know, it's not the entire aspect of storytelling. I mean, there is such a beautiful marriage of sorts. You know, when you have great technology, great amps which come to life, and great musicians, and you record a record which tells a story, that's top-notch art, you know. And I really, it's getting rare, more and more rarer. I sound like an old man, but
the thing is but that's the other thing that's kind of interesting. Notice the comeback, the resurgence in vinyl now. All of a sudden, okay, so
a vinyl, yeah.
Vinyl records. So in the 19, so from about 1985 or so, well, no, probably a little later than that. Say, from maybe the late 80s to 2000, you couldn't find a record to save your life anywhere. Nobody, you know, vinyl was out. Everything was either, well, it was cassette tapes, but then it moved to CDs. God, trying to find a record album was just about impossible. But nowadays, there are record stores everywhere where they sell nothing but vinyl. So vinyl is, it's like kind of like it's come clear back around full circle. Yeah. And I noticed the young people are the ones that are really getting into vinyl more so than guys my age. Most of my friends have thrown away their record collections and they threw everything, you know, they recorded it all onto an iPad and they listened to it, you know, on their computer or something. Whereas I know a bunch of younger friends of mine, and they're out, like, they're hunting for records. They're going to, when they go to garage sales, the first thing they do is they go for the box of records down there and they dig through all that stuff. Yeah. So it's really cool to see this resurging interest in vinyl. And like saying, it's not old farts like myself that are really getting it. I mean, there are some of us that are still into, I've got a huge record collection, but it's the youngsters that are actually more into vinyl than most of my peers. So I think that's really cool.
That's cool. I think because that's one of the reasons is there is a new interest for authenticity or something that at least feels authentic, you know?
Right.
Yeah, authenticity is becoming a more and more rare thing to come across. And vinyl kind of embodies that kind of...
Yes, it does. Yes.
So do you have one of the most precious records? Well, you mentioned a big record collection. What is your most beloved one or the three top?
Oh man, there's a lot of them, but I don't know, it's hard to say, but I guess what would be like one of the, well, I gotta tell you, Santana Abraxas is a really amazing album.
Yeah,
it's really it's quite something.
He had this dip in popularity, I think 15, 20 years ago, and now again people are kind of forgot about him. But I have a feeling he'll be back soon because he put out some fucking amazing records. I mean, he was a truly like a. I'm sorry. Is he still with us? I'm not sure.
Oh yes.
He is right. Oh my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, and then some of my other favorite records are I have a bunch of old Cream records, you know, Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker, Jack Bruce, you know, and from a guitarist's point of view, it's like, man, that's sort of like the roots of what became, you know, ultimately became heavy metal, ultimately became, you know, hard rock. It all kind of came from there. So those are some of my old records I really like. Now, as far as modern stuff goes, God, there's a ton of new stuff out there that I'm just dying to listen to. And that I, you know, it's, God, there's some great stuff happening nowadays.
And
right now I'm listening to a local band here in Tacoma they're called the Old Bolivian Army, and they're just amazing, and nobody even knows who they are. They're just like a little local thing, and they're amazing.
That's another thing. I mean, being a good band is not by far any guarantee for any kind of success anymore. I mean,
oh, no, that's right. No, there's so much more involved. You can be the most talented person on the planet, and there's no guarantee that anybody will ever hear you.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much more
weird
to it.
Yeah. It's weird.
It is weird.
I mean, I have to